Welcome to the Fashionista Life, where we talk about fashion, interior design, parenting, and everything that encompasses the lifestyle of a fashionista. You can't help but smile with our host, Jennifer Johnson, a true fashionista and lifestyle expert, coming to you live from Naples, Florida.
Hi, friends, and thanks for listening to the Fashionista Life, brought to you by True Fashionistas, where you can shop, sell, and look fabulous. I am your host, Jennifer Johnson, and today we are in studio with Dr. Magdalena Kirschner, or Dr. K, as you are known to many.
Yes, hello.
It's so great to have you back into our studio. And she is just what the doctor ordered here in Naples. Dr. K is board certified in aesthetic procedural medicine and a board certified anesthesiologist and interventional pain specialist. And she founded Victory Wellness and Med Spa here in Naples, but you also have a second location, which is your original location, right?
Yes, originally I am from Cincinnati, Ohio, and I have a Victory Wellness and Med Spa in Ohio as well. And I came on vacation to Naples one time and fell in love. I'm just one of these people.
And here you are.
And here we are.
And you have gone through a lot of training. You went to med school at Wayne State University and completed anesthesiology residence at the University of Kentucky. And you went through a program that was nationally recognized in bioidentical hormone replacement therapies, which we talked about on the last time you were here in studio, which was so informative for all of our listeners. But your whole practice is centered around making people feel healthy and be healthy and look beautiful, which is what we're going to talk about today.
Feel and look your best.
Yes.
After 45, really.
After 45.
Oh, with hysterectomy.
Right, exactly. And so from the previous podcast, we chatted about bioidentical hormones and weight loss and how you can, from the inside out, make your body feel better and have more energy and in the second half of your life and all that. But now we're going to talk about how to make the rest of us look beautiful, right? Because you have the med spa.
Yes, absolutely. So let me tell you how I got involved with the med spa. So I started out with wellness because I'm a physician and I just, you know, I started me on hormones back in my early 50s and I wanted to share the good news with other women because it just really changed my life. You know, and then what I've noticed when women feel good in a month or two, the next question was, oh, do you do Botox? Do you do fillers? Mm-hmm. Can you do something for my skin? Mm-hmm. They start dating, right?
Yeah.
Or they start feeling good about themselves again. They want to curl their hair. It's always a sign of health in a woman when she wants to curl her hair. She actually enjoys it.
Right.
You know, like when we're in our 30s going out and having fun, right? Getting ready. So this is how I added a med spa slowly because I, you know, to accommodate my clients.
Right. You had a need.
Their needs. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I ventured out and, you know, I have full service of laser services, which is laser resurfacing. So if you have a lot of dark spots, especially here in Florida, redness, enlarged pores, fine wrinkles, dullness to the skin, then something like a halo laser or resurfacing is great. So it takes the top layer off and then tightens underneath.
Is that what makes, once you're done with this, your face is really red for a few days and then it goes down?
Right.
Okay.
So recovery is very short from these lasers and the benefits are great. So I, for example, do it once a year on myself. And as opposed to getting older, you're getting younger. So it's a wonderful thing. Then we have BBL, broadband light. Okay. Not butt lift. Like people here in Florida think BBL is a butt lift.
I would like that BBL on my butt, please.
They call me, can you do a BBL? I go, no, that's not that kind of BBL. We do broadband light. So this is a very, absolutely no downtime, quick laser treatment for dark spots, enlarged pores, fine wrinkles. Great for younger women.
What's the difference between, you said the BBL and the...
Halo?
Halo.
So halo's a little bit more invasive.
So
like,
deeper?
Like you said, oh yeah, much deeper. And it takes off the top layer of your skin so that new skin can come out and glow.
I see.
So it's more, it's definitely for women over 50 mm-hmm. or around here sooner because people have much more skin damage.
Right.
Here, as comparing to people in the north, I've noticed.
Right, because they're not in the sun as much.
Right, exactly. So we do laser hair removal as well.
Oh, something I wouldn't think here, about, right?
Yeah, right. Well, a lot of women here, yeah, that's a popular treatment.
So with laser hair removal, I've never mm-hmm. had it done, but okay. do you have to like do it several times and
yes.
like mm-hmm. and then all of a sudden then it's just maintenance? How does that work?
Yeah, that's exactly. So it's, you know, I mean, people say permanent hair removal. It's not. It's semi-permanent. But and you need maybe 5 to 7 treatments typically. Let's say you want to do your legs, right? Mm-hmm. Because you're tired of like, you know how here we go. I was so busy, didn't have time. I'm going out tonight. Shoot, I forgot to yeah. shave. You know that
We've
feeling?
We've been there. We've yeah. been there.
Or you bought this new thong swimsuit, uh-huh. right? And you go, oh my God. I can't wear yeah. that.
Or you're just sick of cutting yourself.
Oh, you're sick
oh
of
my gosh.
Yeah, cutting yourself.
I did it this morning.
See, there you go. There you go. So what the laser hair removal will do will literally decrease the hair on your legs, armpits, or Brazilian by about 90% or more.
Like the first time or after 5 times?
No, after like 5 times.
Okay.
I would say it's maybe 98% decrease. Like there will be a little fuzz here mm-hmm. and there that you can just pick up your laser and it takes you a second to fix that. For the Brazilian, it's great.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because then, you know, you don't have to worry right. about your pubic yeah. hair when you wear your mm-hmm. nice new Victoria's Secret underwear and all that. You know, it's almost all right. gone. It's just a touch up here and there.
Can you do it to your face?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
A lot of women, especially women of Middle Eastern extraction, mm-hmm. have facial hair.
Or fuzz. Like, I have fuzz.
No, lasers know? Do not work on fuzz. That's waxing.
Not. Oh, it doesn't.
No, not on fuzz. It has to have dark hair.
Oh, wow.
It picks up pigment in the hair.
Oh, that's the, okay. So with blonde hair, if you, you know.
So dermaplaning, if mm-hmm, you have fuzz, sure. you come in. We have great esthetician Charmaine, and dermaplaning is great for that.
Which, what it, let our listeners know what that is.
So that's like, it's like shaving off the face, shaving okay. the hair, and it takes out some of the dead cells as well as fuzz hair.
Okay.
Another way to do this is waxing.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
If you want a little bit longer duration, which right. is, I don't know, 2 weeks. I never did waxing before because I was too scared.
It hurts.
I mean, people are ripping my hair out. It's not like, especially in a pubic area.
Oh my God.
I would need anesthesia.
You're like, I need anesthesia. Put me out. It just brings me back to, did you ever watch the show, The 40-Year-Old Virgin?
No.
Oh my God, hilarious. He's waxing his chest and his back, and it is funny. Steve Carell, funny movie. But I can't imagine. So laser, any other lasers that we haven't talked about?
So, like I said, the skin tightening, laser skin tightening,
okay.
that's another thing. It just feels like a hot stone massage, and it helps the face
How
to
does
remain
that work?
Tighter. Again, the laser light beam goes underneath the skin mm-hmm. and produces collagen, stimulates collagen production and tightens the face.
Wow.
And that feels like a massage. There's no downtime with that.
And how long does it take for you to see the results of that?
That probably start in 4 weeks.
And then
so those are like long-term things.
But it's something that you have to do continually to
yeah,
see the
Yeah,
effect?
So let's, for example, you can do 3 1-month apart
okay.
and then maybe do once a year or once every 6 months.
Okay.
Repeat treatment.
All right.
Wow. And then we have RF microneedling, which is another very popular treatment for skin tightening, for glow, for cellulite reduction, or tightening
oh, let's
above
talk
the
about
knee.
That cellulite
above
reduction.
The knee. Yeah. Especially here in Florida, and they're wearing swimsuits a lot
right.
and shorts, right? So you want your knees to look good. Mm-hmm. As we age, we kind of we have excess skin on the knees or cellulite on the buttocks. So these are kind of good treatments for that.
And that's a laser treatment?
That's a RF microneedling treatment, radio frequency.
Oh, so is it little
with
needles?
Yeah.
Does that hurt?
Well, we put numbing cream.
Okay.
Yeah. I've had it done. So I felt nothing. If you use appropriate numbing cream,
okay.
you don't feel anything.
And how often do you have to do that to see the results?
Again, probably 3 treatments,
okay.
like a month apart. So I've had my knees done, my legs above the knee, and my butt. Wow. Now I'm in Florida, so I wear swimsuits.
But I mean, that's something that even the skinniest women
deal
with. It doesn't matter your weight.
Yes, yes. And loose skin, you know, with age, right? With right. Above the knee, and then you want to wear your mini skirt, mm-hmm. and you've got a little bit of a loose skin.
Right.
Yeah, so that works really well for that.
Is your closet overflowing? Or maybe your kids' closets are as well. Or maybe you just want to redecorate your home. If you're wondering what to do with all that stuff you have accumulated, take away all the hassle and let True Fashionistas do all the work. All you have to do is bring your items into True Fashionistas or ship it to them for free, and they'll sell your unwanted items for you. You can reach them online at truefashionistas.com or come into the store and check them out. Check them out on Facebook or Instagram, and that's truefashionistas.com. Welcome back, friends. We are in studio today with Dr. K, and we're
Hello.
We're talking about filler, or we're going to talk about fillers, but we were just talking about laser. And I'm so intrigued by the cellulite thing, that you can actually get rid of cellulite. Because,
Right.
Bumps.
A lot of women have a little bit here and there, those mm-hmm. lumps and bumps, exactly.
Yeah. And you don't, what I can see is it's not just on my legs. I get it on my butt, and some people can get it on their midsection. Wow.
But definitely on the butt and thighs. Yeah. That's the big area for the cellulite.
Dimpling and all
the
that.
The dimpling. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you can minimize that with radio frequency treatments.
Wow.
Microneedling.
Okay. All right. Fillers. Who needs fillers? What are they?
Okay, Botox. And let's talk about because
it. Is Botox a filler or is it?
No, it's a neurotoxin. Okay. They go together, though. So, you know, one of some of the most popular things out there on the market is neurotoxins, which means Botox, Dysport, these kind of medications, and fillers, which is hyaluronic acid. So what we women, as we age, or men, because men like anti-aging today too, mm-hmm. you know, we lose volume. We start having these lines forming mm-hmm. around the nose, right? Or below the lips. Our lips get smaller, right?
Oh, yeah.
Or we have hollows under our eyes or tear troughs. Mm-hmm. Our cheeks get sunken in with age, right? Mm-hmm. So that's what fillers do. That's hyaluronic. And that's what's a loss of collagen, hyaluronic acid, and fat tissue with age, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what hyaluronic acid is, filler, it's a gel that's, again, identical to what we have in our body. See how we can make everything in the lab today that we're not allergic to? It's pretty fascinating,
It is.
We're not allergic to these things because they're identical, you know? And so we can inject that gel, mm-hmm. like, let's say, around the nasolabial folds here mm-hmm. to soften, or we can build a cheek, you know? Or we can put it under the eyes so we don't look tired. Mm-hmm. And that's something that men like because they say, you know, after 50, they say, well, I'm afraid I'm going to lose my job or I won't be as competitive because I always look tired and I'm not.
Yeah.
You know, from the dark circles under eyes and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, we can put the fillers in the lips. It's very mm-hmm. popular with older and younger women to make the lips look more plump and luscious.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't have the dryness as we do with age.
Mm-hmm.
So there's different places to put your fillers.
Mm-hmm. And it's different than Botox because the Botox is basically freezing the muscle?
Yeah. So Botox, it's actually botulinum toxin. It's kind of interesting how life works, right? Something that could be deadly and kill you, used in minute amounts, makes you beautiful.
Right.
Isn't this everything with life, right? Too much electricity will kill you. Just a little bit will turn the lights on, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, everything's like that. So it is derived from botulinum toxin from a bacteria, okay? And what it does, it paralyzes muscle. So if you eat mm-hmm. a botulinum poison food, it'll paralyze you. That's how you die.
Oh, my God. I never really even thought of it in that realm.
Yeah, the whole body will be paralyzed because of the huge amounts of botulinum that this particular bacteria mm-hmm. releases into your blood. Okay, so if you take the same thing, you know, 1,000th of that, and you inject it into your forehead, it'll also paralyze your muscle in the forehead, but it'll make you beautiful.
Mm-hmm. That's so crazy.
Isn't it?
Like, who was sitting around one day going, let's try this?
Who figured this out? Isn't it amazing how it works? Like, okay. So this killed her because she took that much. Right. But if she take 1,000 of that, that's going to make her beautiful. Who thought of that?
I know, right?
That's what I think. Humans are so creative and ingenious.
They are.
We are. I mean, we don't give ourselves credit.
No. So speaking of that, that it's not safe to actually ingest it, but it's okay to put it.
It's deadly.
It's 100% safe to put it in our, you know, in our face? Like,
yes,
do you react from it? Is it?
Sometimes people maybe have a transient headache for a couple of days. Mm-hmm. Rarely maybe feel like a flu-like symptoms, mild for a day or two. I've never seen any of this. That's just listed in the in the side effects.
You know, when you're watching TV and a drug commercial comes on and it's like,
death. Let me type that.
Yeah, I'll have that. But it's kind of like that. It says it in the pamphlet, but I've never actually seen
it. Well, that's right. I'm just saying things that are in the pamphlet that, you know, that you see. Now, you can have side effects such as asymmetrical, you know, you could have a droopy eyebrow or droopy eyelids if placed incorrectly, but that's a technical issue.
But that's why you go to somebody who knows what they're doing.
Who's well-trained.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Who should be well trained. I don't think there's a lot of people out there well trained.
Yeah.
It's scary.
But how do you research that?
I know. You know, I don't know. This is a wild, wild west. This is what I'm beginning to see because I sometimes see questions by injectors on Facebook. I'm like,
oh boy.
You should know this.
Oh no.
You should not be asking a question when you're providing service because I'm also an instructor, to the public. You should know how to deal with this or that.
It's kind of scary.
It's kind of scary.
Like, I would not want to know.
That needs to be regulated, I think, because it is a little scary.
It's just crazy that it's...
Because you as a public, you don't know. Mm-mm. You know, do you know, let's say I am an MD, but do you know if I just had a 3-hour training with a drug rep and that's my expertise? Mm-hmm. Or did I actually go for a long course and know everything about the drug and I've got well-trained how to inject and I've had practice, right?
Exactly.
You have no way of knowing any of these things.
That is scary. So go to somebody that is known and trusted, you know, a referral.
Yeah.
You know,
I think right now, because this is wild, wild west, it's unregulated industry. Because, you know, let's say anesthesiologists, we're very regulated.
Oh, of course.
You have to be board certified. You know, you've completed 4 years of residency. You are signed off by all your peers that you're safe. Mm-hmm. You know, there's so much security for the public.
Right.
We don't have just any Joe Schmo calling themselves an anesthesiologist, right?
Putting a shingle on your door saying, this is what I am.
Pilots flying planes.
Right.
Right? Mm-hmm. You have to have documentation of training and proper training. And we just don't have this in this industry.
Yeah, that's pretty wild.
Yeah.
It really is. So when should somebody start fillers or doing Botox? I have heard, do it earlier than you really need to, because then people aren't going to notice that, one day your face is wrinkly and the next it's smooth. People aren't going to know. What's your recommendation? When should someone start?
We're having a lot of women in their 20s today coming in for Botox.
20s?
Yes. And that's because of prevention.
Okay.
Big thing today is prevention, which is smart, by the way.
Is 20 late 20s?
I mean, sometimes women, you know, late 20s. When does aging process start? At about 18 years old, our body goes into age. Did you know that?
No,
that we
grow,
our cells are growing, you know, we're maturing. And about the age of, I think, 18 or 20, aging process starts. We start losing collagen. It's sad. I just read that not too long ago. I'm like, oh my God. So that's why you sometimes see women 25 already with some wrinkles, you know. And so in order to prevent severe wrinkles and etching, you know, that people have permanent, and you see this a lot in Florida because of the sun damage, you know, if you start your Botox earlier, you'll prevent the etching.
Okay.
Or you prevent severe wrinkles from forming. So it's not a bad idea, actually. You'll spend a lot less money in the future on your Botox and all the facial rejuvenation services. So, yes, we're seeing younger women doing it. We're seeing men in their 30s coming in for anti-aging, you know. And then you've got your typical clients that started to wrinkle, women in their 40s or late 30s. You know, and they just notice the new wrinkles and they learn about Botox and they, you know, they don't want the wrinkles. So, you know, it will soften the face and all around the eyes, the crow's feet.
Yeah. Wow. So interesting.
It is.
I wish I would have started earlier now.
Your face is beautiful.
Thank
though.
You.
Yeah, you don't really have much.
But, you know, we all look at ourselves and we can always pinpoint one or two things. We're always the hardest on ourselves.
Yeah, you see every imperfection. You sit in that mirror. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's terrible. It's bad. But we all do it. No
We're
matter
women. Who. I think it's part of being a woman.
I think so, because I don't feel like men sit around going, oh my gosh, where'd this wrinkle come from?
No.
As much as we do.
No, they don't. They never have like, I don't like this.
Right.
Specific thing. They just said, oh, you know, here in Florida especially, you know, they start dating
older yes.
age. Maybe their wife dies mm-hmm. or they're divorced, and they just, can you make me look younger? Don't want to date. Or, you know, I don't want to look old for work. Or, you know, they have, and a woman will come in. I actually have a woman that has, she's young. She's like in her probably early 30s. She has no wrinkles whatsoever on her face. She's got one line that I had to get a magnifying glass to see. And I'm an experienced person. I could not see what she's talking about. I had to get a magnifying glass to see the line. And I will put little Botox in that line, and it makes her happy.
Wow. See, we're hard on ourselves.
Yeah. But we can really you imagine are. That I have to take a magnifying glass to see her line?
Yeah. And that she can see it plain as day.
Yeah, she can see that line right there. She'll tell
it's
me.
Here.
Yeah, I hate that. I hate it. Can you please get rid of it?
Oh, my gosh. Well.
So you'll get that.
Oh, I'm sure. So you are just a wealth of information. You help people not only look good, but feel good. And I know you have a book out, and you're working on another book.
That's right. Get Your Mojo Back, Dr. K's Secrets to Natural Hormone Replacement, which is about wellness. And I just finishing a book on weight loss, medical weight loss.
And you can get
secrets.
You can get the first one on Amazon.
On Amazon, the second one will be on Amazon too.
Wonderful. And if our listeners would like to get a hold of you, how do they do so?
So victorywellnessnaples.com is our website, and phone number is 239-307-7087.
Fabulous. And thank you so much for coming on our show and informing our listeners on everything to keep them healthy and beautiful at the same time.
Beautiful and happy.
Absolutely.
In the sunshine.
Yes. And thanks again, friends, for tuning into the Fashionista Life. I'm your host, Jennifer Johnson, and this has been brought to you by True Fashionistas. Make your day fabulous.
Thanks so much for tuning in to this episode of the Fashionista Life. If you're enjoying the show, please feel free to rate, subscribe, and leave a review. That helps others find the show, and we really appreciate it. Thanks again for tuning in, and we'll catch you in the next episode of the Fashionista Life.